This is Focus, highlighting the 40th annual Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival and events of the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society on VOCM.
Welcome to this week's program. I'm your host, Greg Smith, and this August 5th to 7th in Bannerman Park, St. John's, the 40th annual Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival. Today, we put the focus on festival closers, the once.
I'm leaving, 'cause I'm so tired of never knowing what to do. I'm feeling you got me higher to be a fool for you. I dreamed you'd love me. I dreamed you'd want me. If I did more than you asked me to. But all you needed was for someone to prove a fool for you. Oh, to be a fool for you. When we first met, I measured you up to the sky.
That's the once and full for you off their album Departure. So it's a bit of a taste of what you're going to find in Bannerman Park during the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival this coming August. The Sunday night headliners and closers of the festival are the once, and that's what we're focusing on here this afternoon. Geraldine Hollett joins us, and Geraldine, we'll talk about the festival itself in a moment, but you and the boys have been quite busy the last year or so, hey?
I don't think we stopped. It's good.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so good to hear your voice. I have to say that.
It's good to talk to you. We haven't had a chat, actually, probably since you were home Christmas time.
I should be coming by every few days just to visit.
There you go. We'll welcome you. But you're down in Australia, so how did that tour go?
Oh, it was really fun. It was actually pretty epic. We went down because Passenger wanted us to sing on his record again. And then we got to hang out and be foolish because, you know, we've missed each other from the world tour. So then we got to do our own tour. But because we were down there, we didn't realize we were going to go. We said, well, we need to fill some dates. So we got our agent to fill. It's almost like doing a Newfoundland tour, going all the little places that you never get to go to, but you always tell yourself you're going to see. So this time when we were in Australia, we got to see, we got to do the cities too, but we got to go to all kinds of little places, Gary's Inlet, like just places that you would never hear tell of, and get to see what the innards of Australia is. And it's more spidery. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. But spiders are ridiculous. I mean, if you put your hand up, like, your hand looks small. They're ridiculous. I mean, come on. Why on this planet do we need... I digress.
We won't go down that road right now. So you said you're on Passenger's album. He's doing a new album. Of course, you guys connected for the world tour there a couple of years ago now, which is kind of crazy to say. But
I know.
How's that going with that?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, we just became really good friends, and we actually got to hang out with all of his people again and see everybody. It was, and then, you know how, I don't know, and I'm sure people get it, like, but you meet friends, and when you leave them for a year, when you go back to them, it feels like you just took the next step, like the whole year didn't happen. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like that was. And so being in the studio with him again was just the day after that we did it 4 years ago. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It was just, it was such an ease. It was so, like, we're all just collaborating and having fun and getting a lot of work done. We have a great relationship.
For sure. Now, I know you're in the studio with Mike and known as Passenger to everybody, but mm-hmm. You guys are in the studio as well. We'll talk about that in a moment. How about we play something? When you guys were on tour at Passenger, you used to get together with him and Stu Larson and do these little videos around your tour date. So let's play something from those YouTube videos. This is Nothing Compares to You, the Once with Passenger and Stu Larson here on Focus.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing, can take away these blues. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. And nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I can put my arms around every boy I see, but they only remind me of you. I went to the doctor and guess what he told me? Guess what he told me? He said, girl, you better try and have fun no matter what you do. But he's a she planted, mama, in the backyard. all died when you went away. And I know that living with you, baby, was sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try.
Welcome back to Focus. It's Greg Smith, your host, along with Geraldine Holland of The Once. And we were just talking about, of course, your time down in Australia. You were there with doing a bit of a tour, but you were in studio with a Passenger, chatting that up a little while ago. But now you guys are in studio yourself, your fifth studio album. How hard to believe is that?
Very hard. Isn't that insane? I can't believe it. I just feel like we put out the Christmas album, and then, no, this is two after. It's crazy. No, it's amazing. And we've been... it's almost like a Departures 2. Well, it's not called Departures 2, but like the music that we love and that we're listening to and that influences us, it's still us, but I think it's going to be different. I think people are going to love it. I think it's going to hit emotions harder than it has before, because it's been pulled from our emotions like never before.
For sure.
It's kind of fascinating. I'm really excited for people to hear it.
I would say you guys have kind of grown a lot as artists since Departures. You grow every day as an artist, but when you released Departures, you were just setting out on that world tour of Passenger, and you guys have grown, you know, so long since then. So a lot of that experience has got to be going into this album.
Oh, we learned so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And we worked with Daniel Ledwell. He's up in just outside of Dartmouth, and he's, I don't know, he's one of the best unknowns that you could ever, but he's silently making his voice known, but he still works with people he wants to work with, and he's a pretty fascinating guy, and he's never been stuck. Like, we come up with some pretty odd things that we want to do in the studio, and he's never been stuck. He's always been, yeah, okay, and he always knows how to do stuff, so it's kind of neat to have someone that's there that's going to kind of pretty much show us in a way that we've always wanted to be shown before, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
And then add to it as well, because he's him. And so, you know, but you too, buddy. Daniel, he's a Daniel too. Lanois, I mean, his sound is pretty specific.
Right.
And I think Level has a similar thing.
For sure, yeah. A lot of people actually get to know him over the next little while. He did some stuff with Fortunate Ones recently as well. So
that's right.
Yeah. So people are going to get used to that.
Yeah.
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 So there you go. We'll talk more about Sunday night, because we mentioned the Fortunate Ones. They're sharing the stage with you guys that same night of the festival. We'll talk about how excited you guys are to actually close out the 40th festival after a quick timeout. You're listening to Focus. It's presented by the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Art Society here on 590 VOCM.
Focus, presented by the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society, will return in a moment on VOCM.